We've been talking in this space about one Bay Area city where community ideas around climate change are shaping how it adapts, East Palo Alto. It's a linchpin for protecting Bay Area residents from rising seas. KQED's Laura Clivens now brings us reflections from three residents about protecting the people and places they hold dear.
My name is Filiberto Zaragoza. I'm 18 years old. When I first heard of climate change, I wasn't sure how to take it. I was still young and growing and just thinking that, oh, the world is fine and everything. But learning about it made me question, what are people really doing to actually like help out? My number one biggest fear is coming back here in the future only to see parts of my city are still left. Having neighborhoods that I've known and been through underwater or flooded and everything. But what I am hopeful for is change. I am a core member at Youth United for Community Action, YUCA. I know that in the future, as things might get worse, YUCA will still be here in East Palo Alto protecting it.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Mi nombre es Ulises Barbosa. Vivo en East Palo Alto. Trabajo en la construcción. La primera vez que me enteré del cambio climático, pues fue algo agridulce. Fue un contraste de emociones.
Hi, how's it going? My name is Ulises Barbosa. I live in East Palo Alto, and I work in construction. When I first heard about climate change, it was bittersweet. I had mixed emotions.
Y por el otro lado, pues me di cuenta que de una manera inconsciente estábamos dañando nuestro planeta.
But I also realized that, in an unconscious way, we were damaging our planet. And that made me feel very sad and powerless, because at that moment, I didn't know what to do.
Pues me puso como muy triste y con una impotencia de que en ese momento no sabía qué hacer. Tenemos miedo, las personas que vivimos aquí en East Palo Alto.
We're afraid, those of us who live here in East Palo Alto, because we know that we've already been affected by climate change, and that if we don't get to work, we'll continue to be affected. Right now, most of my friends and I have been taking an environmental awareness class.
Vivimos en la orilla del mar. El cambio climático puede afectar a que el mar se eleve bastante al grado de que tape gran parte de East Palo Alto y prácticamente taparía nuestro hogar, nuestras viviendas.
We live along the seashore. Climate change can affect the sea level enough that it could cover much of East Palo Alto, practically covering our homes, where we live. I hope it's not just us, but also the rest of our community, politicians, and people around the world that unite to counteract this problem. Meanwhile, we'll continue to do our part here, bit by bit, every day.
Este problema, pues mientras, aquí seguiremos nosotros poniendo nuestro granito de arena día a día.
I feel really sad and like hopeful, and I feel like a sense of urgency, like we have to do this, we have to do it now. My name is Christina Becerra. I am 16 years old. I always talk to my dad about how we should go solar. I really want to plant trees. My greatest fear is that when nothing is done and the time comes and all these houses flood, my biggest fear is having a bunch of people have nowhere to go or having to live with water on the ground. What are they supposed to do? Where are all those people going to go? My hope is that some changes are made, small scale changes, like just East Palo Alto itself becoming like the entire city going solar. That would really motivate also other cities. And they're like, oh, look at what they're doing. We should do that too. And that East Palo Alto is able to take preventative measures, building levees or just making sure that every home, especially those near the areas usually flooded, are prepared.
That was Filiberto Zaragoza, Ulises Barbosa, and Cristina Becerra of East Palo Alto. That segment was scored by Amanda Font. Our series about climate solutions in East Palo Alto is part of the Pulitzer Center's nationwide Connected Coastlines reporting initiative. And you can search your address on our sea level rise map at kqed.org/science. I'm Brian Watt. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.